Arizona News Radio. Scottsdale police investigate a deadly officer-involved shooting that claimed the life of a 50-year-old man who had been threatening neighbors with a gun while holding his grandson.
There were at least three officers that were in a position to engage the suspect. At least one of the officers thought he saw something in the suspect's hands.
A Flagstaff man facing armed robbery charges. He was caught shoplifting at a Safeway store. Mojave County Search and Rescue finds a Lake Havasu City man stranded.
Yeah, it's desert. It's sandy, rocks and rugged, and they were up on, from what I understand, they were up in a very steep area.
A Mesa man arrested after he admits hitting his 2-year-old son with his fist, the child, a fractured leg.
He said he was at home with the child and got upset because the little one was pulling out too many baby wipes.
Public school teachers who use profanity could be punished.
We're creating a culture or environment of learning, not an environment where this kind of language can lead to violence in the school.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic is service of Roads Bake It Serve. 4 o'clock hour. Look for an accident on the transition loop from the 202 to the 101. Look for a wreck Camelback Road at Dysart, and we still have that injury accident Guadalupe Road at Gilbert. Best cinnamon rolls you'll ever taste. Roads Bake and Serve cinnamon rolls, hot and fresh from your oven. Comes with real cream cheese frosting. Roads Bake and Serve. You'll find them in your grocer's freezer. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell for the KFNX Weather Center. Look for partly cloudy skies for Thursday as another weak system moves across northern Arizona. Maybe some showers up there again. None down here for the valley. Our high 68. Also upper 60s for Friday under sunny skies. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. Currently we are at 62 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the radio show everybody's talking about. Legalese with your host, Dennis Willinchek. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
It's only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
They've got to tell people.
Tell them what?
The ocean's dying. Plankton's dying. It's people. Soylent Green is made out of people.
You can keep your channel number 5. Just give me a whiff of the old lonesome pine.
It's a little hotter than I remember. Has the earth gotten warmer? That'd be great to know that. That'd be a very convenient truth.
This is Dennis Willinchek, and we're here on Legalese every week from 4 to 5 on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And I'm here with Jack Willinchek as well. And this week we're going to be talking about a subject that, frankly, we haven't tackled before on the show, and that's going green. That is the green economy and how our country and hopefully the world is now changing more to look at ways to save our planet instead of destroying it. And this week we have on some local people that are familiar with this whole area, and specifically we've got as our guest here Kevin Edwards, who's co-owner of Edwards Design Group in Scottsdale. Welcome, Kevin, to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis.
And we also have with us Mary Wolf Francis, who is from a company that's acronym is DIRTT, I think, DIRT. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And both of you have – and by the way, later on in the show, we're going to have on Patrick O'Grady – from the Business Journal, Phoenix Business Journal, who's going to talk about certain trends in this whole area of green industry, green design. And we're going to find out today for you what that really means. First, let me really tell you a little bit about our guest today. Kevin Edwards is a studied architecture and alternative energy in college and has been self-employed with his family in this design build business since the late 1970s. And in his career, he's accumulated a wealth of knowledge encompassing all aspects of the construction industry, from residential to commercial, conventional to highly progressive building techniques. And Kevin has led the Edwards Design Group as a recognized authority on the issue of and subject of sustainable construction in our community, and is responsible for designing, engineering, permitting, and constructing the first straw bale and autoclaved aerated concrete block buildings in Scottsdale. I guess you're in business with your brother, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And what does he do as opposed to what you do in terms of the business?
Well, that's a great question, Dennis. Well, the way it has evolved is Brother Doug is the designer and architect of the firm, though we both have our strengths, some strength in there. But he was a studied artist growing up and very much into the computer. So when, 1987, we got our first 286 computer, and I was still erasing and doing things the old way. We decided that, hey, you take over, and I'll run the jobs and do all the construction as far as technically speaking. And so we've focused in those. So he's more the designer. I'm more the constructor.
Okay, good. And with us, as I said, is Mary Wolf Francis, who is from this company, DRRTT Environmental Solutions. And Mary has been recently named one of the top 25 women business leaders in January of 2012. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And let's just talk a little bit about your background. As I understand it, Mary, you used to be with the City of Phoenix as a business liaison. Is that right?
That's right.
So what is that?
So what I did for the 2 years at the city during the stimulus funds were in play was to gather business intelligence for the workforce system to determine where to put those training dollars to the workforce in order to retool them for what's up and coming. Since January, I spent most of my time in that green sector, the clean tech sector, looking at renewable energy, energy efficiency, sustainability companies in that space. So I've spent a lot of time out in the community, networking, you know, and building relationships with people in that space.
Now, as I understand it, as far as your company is concerned, and of course this may be a little different for Kevin's, but we'll find out in a minute. But as I understand, what your company does is you build sort of this custom modular interior buildings with basically integrated walls, floors, doors, everything that can be easily not only constructed but also taken down, as I understand it. Is that right?
Exactly. So for every square foot of drywall that you install in any building, you're actually putting a pound of waste into the landfill.
Wow.
So this modular interior construction that we design, manufacture, and install does away with the need for that drywall and offers an opportunity for the end user to have a more flexible, agile work environment.
So is this sort of pre-made items that are brought on site and then just assembled on site, so to speak?
Yeah, we call it tilt-up construction or adult Legos.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a new concept, really, because I remember years ago they were talking about this. But it didn't really catch on here. It caught on in some other places in the world. Is that right?
Yeah,
mostly in Europe. Yeah, we've seen it in Europe.
So why didn't it catch on here, guys? Kevin, what do you think?
I think cost construction was probably cheap enough to where they felt they just go through the conventional process, and with the concerns of green industry as far as low toxicity and controlling your materials as well as your waste, I think brings on these types of industries and jobs.
Now, let me say this. I've been involved tangentially in the construction industry for a long time as a lawyer. And one of the things that I've seen, both in litigation and otherwise, is, I mean, homes are individually built usually. Let's talk about homes for a moment. But it's true of probably all construction. But homes are built on site, and they're really, notwithstanding they're built from maybe similar plans or the same plan, they're one-off products. I mean, they're built actually on site. They're not manufactured off site and then brought to the site and assembled on the site. They're actually constructed on site.
Sure.
The problem with that is, of course, when you have changing weather conditions, rain, et cetera, you can have problems. You can have mold issues. You can have all kinds of issues related to that. So are we talking now about a product that is built in sort of a factory and fully constructed with the electrical in, the plumbing in, so to speak, and then you just take those components and you literally assemble them on site. Is that the idea here?
Right. We don't do the plumbing, but we can work with the plumbing. So we have the electrical. We call it spider technology that we manufacture. We actually put it together, and it's plug-and-play technology.
Yeah.
So once you get our panel manager hooked up to your electrical panel in your house or your office,
right.
Everything from there is plug-and-play, and the whips are reusable. So unlike traditional construction, spider, you can use it over and over again, and you're not throwing it away every time you do a new remodel. I remodeled my house 3 times in the 13 years I lived there with
right.
my 3 kids and raising them. I can't even tell you how much dust, debris, and waste I put into the landfill reconfiguring my house every time we had new things going on. So imagine if you could take a house, and we know there's only 3 floor plans out there, you know.
Yeah.
So, take one of those floor plans, but I, as a homeowner, had the opportunity to move and remove walls or put up walls or change walls in accordance with the needs of my family.
So not only the exterior walls, but the interior walls, you're saying, are both done outside and brought to the site?
In our case, we're just interior construction.
Oh, just interior.
Yes.
Okay, so I see. Okay, I got that. Now, what is the major advantage of that as opposed to the exterior also being sort of modularized and brought on site?
Well, again, we don't do exterior construction at all. We're actually all about interior, so we can take any shell of a building that's out there or a shell of a home, if you
right.
will, and put the interior construction in there. And it's designed with our ICE software. That's the other thing that makes DirtWare unique is we have a software called ICE
right.
that we create. We can take a Revit design that you have, put it in ICE, then create the design for all the ICE walls within the context of your design. And everything that's manufactured is manufactured in accordance with what the design looked like or the way it was done in the ICE software. So it's very smart. And again, if you decide you want to reconfigure your space, we have everything in our ICE software that shows your inventory of everything you have in your original design, and it can reuse all of that in your next version.
Okay, we got about a minute before I have to take a break, but I really want to understand better how you work this, because I'm not clear on it. So do you work with a new home contractor primarily to do this? Because if it's an existing home, what's the big advantage? I mean, they still have to take out the walls to put your stuff in, so you still have the problem.
Right.
So is this mainly new construction that we're talking about?
Ideally, in our case, it would be new construction, but we certainly can go into home if we're really just getting into the residential. Most of what we've done in the past has been healthcare and commercial.
I would think so.
Oh,
so more commercial.
More commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking more residential. Okay.
What is your percentage of your residential to commercial?
Mostly commercial, yeah.
So it's like probably about 95%.
90%, yeah.
90%, yeah.
All right, well, we have to take a break right now. This is Dennis Wolinchek on KFNX with Jack Wolinchek, News Talk Radio 1100, and we'll be back after these commercial messages.
Laura Ingram, mornings at 6 on KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wolinchek & Partners have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wolinchek & Partners focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wolinchek & Partners today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Did you know short sales can erase all home loan debt?
Don't walk away. Many banks and the government now pay sellers to complete short sales.
I'm Rick Elton.
And I'm Dave Elton. Elton Realty has served the Valley for over 15 years.
Every short sale is different. Outcomes are not guaranteed.
Call for a free consultation that best serves your situation and get a fresh start today.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318.
Or visit eltonrealty.com.
Arizona sports fans, this is Andy Dorf, host of Dorf on Sports, heard every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. on KFNX Radio for my good friends, azcasino.com. Get dialed in with the online leader since 1997. That's GoTo Entertainment's azcasino.com. Call 888-333-PLAY now and mention Dorf on Sports for a $25 free play, a 25% cash bonus. That's 888-333-PLAY. That's GoTo Entertainment's azcasino.com. Any wager, any sport, anytime, azcasino.com.
Attention women business owners looking for strategies to grow your business and build professional relationships with other successful women? Then we invite you to join the Phoenix chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. NABO is one of the five most influential organizations in the Valley, according to the Business Journal. We offer many networking opportunities, business education seminars, and a nationally recognized mentoring program. For more info, go to nawbophx.org or call 602-772-4985. That's 602-772-4985.
Lou Dobbs, afternoons at 1 on KFNX.
Dennis Wolinchek and Jack Wolinchek on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. This is Legalese every Wednesday from 4 to 5 brought to you on this station. And today we're tackling a subject that's a little different for us, and that is the whole subject of going green. And there's a lot of talk about this everywhere you look today about the green economy. And with us today, we've been talking with Kevin Edwards, a co-owner of Edwards Design Group in Scottsdale, and also Mary Will Francis, who used to be the business liaison with the City of Phoenix, and now is at a company called Dirt. And although it sounds like something else, really what they make is sort of modular interior, I guess, wall systems, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And what we were talking about before the break was how this can be helpful in terms of this whole concept of going green, which is that basically what you're saying is that you can put up these modular systems, for example, mostly I would think in commercial buildings,
right.
Where you were saying, I think that there's, for example, an empty space and you work with improvement contractors. And for example, the City of Phoenix can go in there and put up a bunch of wall systems for people to work. And then when they leases up, they can just take those systems away without a lot of fuss, right? And,
exactly.
And reuse them.
Exactly. So it's not attached to the building, so it actually writes off like furniture, even though it's interior construction.
Yeah, it's not affixed to the building.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is interesting because when you look at a lot of space today out there, it's already got the affixed improvements in it. You either deliver them or you have to destroy them, right?
Right.
With your product, you move it around a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it allows for change and it allows for you to take it with you when you leave, and it allows for that agility, even in the churn that you're going to, you know, anytime you make changes,
yeah.
The technology, anything like that, we simply pop off tiles, make the changes, put the tiles back on. So it's very easy to get into the wall to make any changes that you need to make and to keep
now,
track of what's in the wall.
From an aesthetic standpoint, what does this look like? Does it look like a typical drywall, or is it more like what you'd see these ceilings?
So our CEO likes to say that nobody wants to sustain ugly, so it's beautiful.
Right.
It's beautiful, and we have hundreds of colors, textures, styles. We have right-of-way surfaces that are actually drywall. Mm. They're right-of-way surfaces, so they're dry erase markers that you can use on interior walls. So you put them anywhere. You can have fabric put over them. We can do...
And they go right up to the ceiling.
Right up to the ceiling, yeah. You can do them as cubes.
So how long has this been around?
6 years the company has been around, and they've grown every year in the last 6 years, and we expect to grow exponentially here.
But again, the beauty being it's reusable. It's not something that you destroy and send
exactly.
to the dump. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting. And Kevin, tell us a little bit about your company and what Edwards Design Group does in terms of this whole concept of going green.
We have a long history at that. Back in the 70s, after the oil embargo, we decided that we would start building what we called at the time solar buildings. So that's where we got our start back in the 80s, and it was a little bit dormant back then. The resurgence in the late 90s, it certainly came to most people's attention that we needed to change things. And as the energy prices go up, the sustainability is more relevant. So it's been great. I actually, you know, I think the transitional.
I mean, do you have to be specially trained in this area? Or is this something
you
just pick up over time?
No, you should be specially trained in it, I'd have to say, especially if you want to get into it right away.
I mean, the certifications of some kind?
Yeah, there's many different organizations out there that certify.
You guys mentioned
buildings.
LEED earlier. Can you talk about LEED?
Yeah, the USGBC has been around a little more than 10 years now and is certainly a very high-level criteria in regards to the type of process that you would follow. It's not looking to catch the mass market, but more of the, I don't want to say higher end, but the more refined, sustainable community that would be really focused on the process and the assembly of
materials. Now, again, are we talking about residential or not?
Either one. Residential.
Because there are some home building companies now that are moving in this direction.
Absolutely. And I was involved in the Leads for Homes pilot program along with Anthony Floyd over at the City of Scottsdale. And we were one of 10 groups in the United States that actually helped with USGBC develop the Leads for Homes program. Prior to that, it was really kicked off, in my opinion, as initially almost owner-operator, a lot of governmental, institutional, hospitals, very relevant to that because you've got the much cleaner air quality, you've got higher energy efficiency, so you're saving money in regards to your operational costs. And these are really important, and people will find it more and more relevant. I'm sure that Mary has some things to add to that as far as indoor air quality and keeping your employees healthy.
Well, let me be clear on this. So the concept of going green basically, I would think, just logically involves using products that are developed from natural sources, of course, but I would think reusable type of products. Yeah. I mean, that's the key to it, right?
Generally speaking, Dennis, the way I look at sustainability is really proper utilization or optimizing your limited materials and resources that we have. And we wouldn't be talking about sustainability and green building if it wasn't for population. I mean, when I was a kid, there was not a problem with shortages of anything. We had plenty.
Right.
Cup runneth over. Well, now we have, 7 billion people on the planet, and we need to start being really thoughtful in the way we use our resources.
So as an example, your typical home that people are familiar with is built with wood framing.
Right.
So wood is a finite resource, and I would think one that we don't want to continue to build.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I love wood, and I was a carpenter myself, and I think, it's a wonderful place for wood is like furniture, windows, doors, things that you see, cabinetry. I love it for that. As far as wall systems, there are better materials out there. We prefer a autoclave area concrete, which is made out of basically dirt.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. In other words, the whole idea would be for both of you that the structure would be built of some kind of material, I guess, that would be reusing something in our environment that we've cast away rather than
– That would be ideal, yeah.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Right, right.
That's one of the reasons I built – I live in a straw bale house, and not that many people do that.
What does that mean, a straw bale house?
Straw bale is a type of wall system. And it's a surplus material from cereal grains. Mine happens to be from wheat grown right here in the valley at a good year. So it's a locally produced product. They would otherwise discard it, so it's a surplus product. And that is the type of wall systems that's practical to use. Doesn't have a large demand for it, but as things get more scarce, it may. And it certainly has a great R value. It has about an R equivalent to an R50. And the walls are very thick, 2 foot wide,
without any artificial insulation.
Oh, without any artificial insulation, and it looks like an old adobe, so it's got a great southwestern look to it, and I really do like that a lot.
Let me ask you that while we're on that. Why do you guys think we went away from adobe? That seems to me the original product that homes are built out here, and it was cool inside. There were thick walls. Why did that go away?
That's
any
good
thoughts
question.
On that?
I'm sure it's got to do with the labor intensity that adobe would require. The R values of adobe are probably not what you could compare to these more modern day
really?
Materials.
I would think it would be high, the insulation value.
It's not terrible, but you have to make the walls very thick, and usually the wealthier the people were that built adobes, the thicker their walls were.
Yeah.
So the common man would get an 8-inch wall and the wealthy would get 2 feet, and the 2 feet would obviously be far superior. Things like that have an R value of about maybe a 1 R value per.
What would you guys say, both of you, we can start with Mary. What's the benefit economically to someone going green and trying to use reusable products and products that we've been discussing here today?
Well, we actually have software called Iceberg that explores exactly that. So we can look at not only would it be just for the regular conventional – it compares dirt to conventional construction, apples to apples. Because we know in each market it's a little different. The construction – the cost of construction are a little different. So we have – the Phoenix – we can look exactly at the Phoenix market and look at apples to apples comparison on – the impact on the environment as well as the opportunity to
ultimately
write
you
off.
Have to have an actual incentive – as an example, Jack here drives a Chevy Volt, and if you've been reading a lot about that, I mean, it's great, but it's not selling because there's not a lot of incentive for people to pay a lot more money.
Right.
When, in fact, when you analyze that additional cost and you look at the amount of gas you save, it takes you a bunch of years to recapture that. So what about that in terms of going green? Is it the same thing, or is there actual immediate savings?
So it is. We can look at it immediate, like what happened right now. We can, in the iceberg, we can look at a year from now and how you really do make out better financially. But we also talk a lot about the triple bottom line. It's about people, planet, and profit. And as we pull out of this recession and we do have construction going on again all over, we really want to make sure that we're growing in a responsible, environmentally responsible, and socially responsible manner. And that's why you really have to look at the impact of the people that you are serving and you work with, as well as the environment, as you look at your bottom line. And in fact, companies make more money when they do pay attention to the triple bottom line.
Well, I know that there are certain incentives for people to go green. I mean, there are companies, I have a client, in fact, that's in that business, where they convert people's homes in various ways to go green. And I thought that there were some federal incentives that you...
There's some tax credits that you receive.
Yeah.
And deductions as well. I mean, so, yeah, there's a lot of, you know... All of this comes back down to financial.
Right.
It has to make financial sense, and it does today. Different technologies are different.
Well, given the high cost, you mean, of energy, yeah.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, the vault is a new technology. The batteries are the really driving cost of those. But as things refine out and they get better technology, it's going to come down in price.
Are we doing enough, before I take the next break, which is coming up right in a minute or so, are we doing enough right now as a country – to support going green?
Oh, not in my opinion.
Me neither.
Not even close.
I agree. No, I don't think so.
Now we can get back to that after the break a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, because I'm kind of curious what kinds of things you have in mind that this country can do as we go forward to do more. All right, this is Dennis Willinchek and Jack Willinchek, and we're at downtown studios of KFNX 1100. And now we're going to take a news break, and we'll be back after that talking about going green with Kevin Edwards and Mary Wolf Francis.
CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. Iran is claiming to have made its own nuclear fuel rods for the first time. Even though there has been no official Israeli response, CNN's Kevin Flowers says there's plenty of skepticism coming out of Jerusalem.
One Israeli official I spoke to today said, if you believe that the Iranian nuclear program is for civilian purposes only, then you also believe in the Easter Bunny.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials are warning Jewish Americans to be vigilant with tensions high between Iran and the West. A new CNN ORC international poll just out shows President Obama's approval rating has climbed back to 50% for the first time in more than 8 months. The president today traveled to a lock company in Wisconsin to tout his economic message of insourcing, bringing jobs back from overseas. U.S. stocks finished down in midweek trading today. The Dow tumbled 120 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were also off. This is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio. Scottsdale police said the officer involved in a deadly shooting last night had been involved in some other incidents in the past.
All those shootings in the past were thoroughly investigated and reviewed by the county attorney's office, and each of them were found to be justifiable shootings and useless of force.
The suspect had been threatening neighbors and holding a baby. Flagstaff man caught shoplifting at a Safeway store. He did threaten workers.
Definitely disturbing for the employees, but we were able to take him into custody without any further incident.
Three suspects arrested in connection with the deaths of a Paradise Valley couple went before a judge today. Lower minimum wage, a possibility under legislation for teens.
The law is really not founded in the principles of both the state and our country, which is the free enterprise system.
And students upset about a proposed tuition hike, at least having to pay $2,000 tuition at ASU and others.
Tuition is not the only thing we pay for. To go here at ASU, we have, you know, food, housing.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, once again, a service of Roads, Bake, and Serp. We still have that wreck, westbound loop 101 at 27th Avenue. Look for another accident, eastbound loop 202 at the 101. That's the transition going on to the 202. We still have that wreck, Camelback Road, west of 27th Avenue. Best cinnamon rolls you may ever taste, Roads, Bake, and Serp cinnamon rolls, hot and fresh from your oven. Comes with real cream cheese frosting. Roads, in your grocer's freezer. Here's your Wednesday FOFO.
Jim Howell for the KFNX Weather Center. Look for partly cloudy skies for Thursday as another weak system moves across northern Arizona. Maybe some showers up there again. None down here for the valley. Our high 68. Also upper 60s for Friday under sunny skies. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. Currently we are at 62 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds. Up next, more of Legalese.
Fit City Scottsdale joins Shape Up US in celebrating Scottsdale as the healthiest city in the country. Saturday, February 18th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Scottsdale Community College. Free admission for all. This health and wellness expo is sponsored by Scottsdale Healthcare and features 150 booths. Enjoy two entertainment stages, food, a family fun walk, NFL alumni, hip-hop star Eric James, prizes, Transformers, Batman, sports mascot Olympics, and more. For all the details, visit FitCityScottsdale.org. That's FitCityScottsdale.org.
Hi, folks. If you're looking to get lit up, do it online at bbclighting.com, where you'll find all the best brands of lighting fixtures for every room in your home. You'll see thousands of ceiling fans, lamps, outdoor lights, and Tiffany's. BBC has lights for every budget, large or small. Nobody has more, and nobody sells for less. I guarantee it. Shop our online showroom today at bbclighting.com.
Did you know that more than 65% of corporations on the New York Stock Exchange are using barter? In fact, more than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Think you know barter? Think again. With Premier Barter, the Valley's fastest-growing and most business-friendly barter company, you can gain access to a network of more than 40,000 companies. Through Premier Barter, you can expand your customer base and generate barter dollars, which can be spent through hundreds of companies locally and thousands of companies nationwide. Almost anything you can think of, things you're currently buying for cash, can be acquired with barter. Visit www.premierbarter.com. It will be the best business decision you ever make. 602-470-8020. That's 602-470-8020. More than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Call Premier Barter today. That's 602-470-8090. PremierBarter.com.
Neil Bortz, mornings at 10 on KFNX.
Freedom. You have the right to remain silent. That's what I want. If you give up the right to remain silent, freedom. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Freedom. You have the right to speak with an attorney.
Get me my lawyer!
Freedom. And to have the attorney present during questioning. If you so desire and cannot afford one, an attorney will be appointed for you without charge before questioning. Now, do you understand each of these rights I've explained to you?
Get me my lawyer!
Dennis Wolinchek here at Legalese with Jack Wolinchek, KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. And we're talking today about going green to save the economy. And you know, what we're talking about today is people's mindsets and whether or not people are ready to make the switch in small and large ways. And one of the things that I'm curious about that we broke on is what is the state doing, guys, in this regard?
So let's start with the Arizona Energy Consortium. That's part of the Arizona Technology Council. That was established last year, and it's under the direction of Michelle de Blasi at Quarles & Brady. We are looking at all kinds of initiatives to essentially in energy efficiency, renewables, you know, all of that, anything related to energy in the state of Arizona to grow energy companies here, including the utilities. So everybody wants to be in the game. Everybody has a different perspective on what that looks like. So we're getting everybody in the same room to have those conversations. So I'm part of the Energy Efficiency Subcommittee that's really looking at a campaign, a statewide campaign.
Let me get that straight. Energy Efficiency Subcommittee of what?
Of the Arizona Energy Consortium.
Okay, what is exactly the Energy Consortium?
The Energy Consortium is a consortium of anybody that wants to get in to talk about, it's very simple, how to grow and sustain
to
energy companies here in the state of Arizona. You become a member of the Arizona Technology Council, which is free for the first year of the consortium.
But anybody can join it.
Anybody can join it, yes. Okay. So we encourage people to be a part of the consortium, to be in
how
the conversation
they do that
to get
while
things
we're
done.
On that.
You would simply contact Michelle de Blasi at Quarles & Brady. So that's Michelle Oh, sorry, that I'm going to have to.
She's the head of it.
She's the head of it, Michelle. I think it's mdeblasi@quarles.com.
Okay.
To become a member of the Arizona Energy Consortium and get involved in the committees. And again, the Energy Efficiency Committee is looking at a campaign to encourage people to change their behaviors and or put in capital, simple capital improvements that would significantly improve their energy usage. So I'll use my example of when I bought my two-story house. A year later, my electrical bill was out of control from SRP, and I said, this is ridiculous. I live alone. How is that possible? So I put in, this seems silly, but I didn't have programmable thermostats. So I spent $50, $25 for two programmable thermostats and reduced my usage 20% in the hottest month of the summer.
That's a good example, yeah. I'd like to find out how I can reduce my water bill, frankly.
You know, Dennis, one thing I'd like to bring up is, all this is about the whole system approach.
Right.
You know, if you pick a little fragment here and a fragment there, they do add up, but they, when you put it all together, it becomes this wonderful return on your investment. And so that's,
I mean, it can be starting with little things.
That's
too.
Right. You start with little things. You know, we've heard for years that people are kind of bored with it about weather stripping and proper weatherization. Very, very important.
Right.
I mean, we know that the inventory of houses here in the valley, there are more than 50% of them have huge duct leaks. I mean, we're wasting energy left and right. That's why it's so important to do energy audits. So if you look at the whole system approach, meaning the whole building, not only the water, which you brought up, and energy efficiency, and the materials that you select, and the indoor environmental quality, so that you're not poisoning your children, and, you know, little simple things like...
Yeah, I see that. Your point is that people have to be more sensitive at first to these issues, understand them, and be sensitive to them. And then, obviously, they can do little things because they're sensitive to it to make big changes.
And because of our economics, and the fact that we're a capitalist society, what rules? The consumers rule. So if we as sophisticated consumers and knowledgeable go a little step further and check into things, you'll see all these opportunities that really make a difference within your own budgets and your family's health.
Well, let's come
that.
Back to the state issue. I'm not sure I got you know, you finished your answer, Mary, but what is the state? I mean, I understand this Arizona Technology Council, but what is the state actually doing in terms of incentives or offering incentives, tax breaks? Do we know what the state is doing to incentivize people?
Well, unfortunately, I'm a little disappointed with our state. The Corporate Commission was much more supportive of the solar industry within our community, and it's become less and less. The rebates were significant. When I put my photovoltaic system in and on my roof, they were paying $3 a watt. Of course, the systems were a little bit more expensive, but 8 years later, they're only paying 60 cents a watt. We do have a 30% tax credit from the federal government, which is good, and we also have a state $1,000 tax credit. But the Corporate Commission could be much more supportive in regards to alternative energy. Mm. Here we live in the Valley of the Sun.
Exactly.
And the other thing I'd like to make sure that we get across here is subsidizing. The main thing that will drive energy efficiency is the higher cost of energy. Now, none of us want higher cost of energy, but the fact of the matter is we pay a lot of subsidizing for all the conventional fuels, whether it's nuclear, fossil fuels, or coal, or the carbon-driven fuels are all subsidized. If we're going to subsidize those, then an even playing field would be that we subsidize solar as well, or get rid of all of it, and solar will stand on its own.
Well, what is happening on the solar front? Can you tell us if there's any good news there?
There's wonderful news. It's an exciting field to be in right now. It really is. I mean, it is.
And I mean on a macro and a micro level, meaning the solar farms versus the actual solar panel on your home.
Right. Well, you know, the neat thing about – the most exciting thing, in my opinion, is having the independence that we all enjoy or have historically as Americans to have our own source of energy, generating our own power. There's technology coming out today that actually are going to enable us to do that. We had talked a little bit during break about something I wanted to bring up also about the affordability of solar.
Yeah, that's what I was
photovoltaic solar. And I have solar on my roof, so I know, and I install a lot of it in my clients' homes and buildings as well. And if you're paying an electric bill, you're basically can afford to go and invest in photovoltaics. Now, it does take initial investment, but a lot of the companies as well as the manufacturers of the modules, the actual panels themselves, have got lease programs, and they're generally 75, maybe 80% after you pay a contractor to come in and install it, provide your photovoltaics on your roof at your home, 80% of what you're paying now to, for utilities. So you're actually going to be saving money for, right from the get-go, right out of the gate. So you're going to save 20% on your utility bill if you go with alternative energy right now here in Phoenix.
On the lease payment versus what you would ordinarily be paying the company.
That's correct. So you're never out of pocket anymore. You're actually, it's a positive cash flow, and that's important for the listeners to know.
Sure. And in terms of the cost of that, putting aside the lease program.
Well, the cost of the lease program is something different. That doesn't – no cost out of pocket to
right.
to the consumer. If you go and purchase it yourself, which is what I elected to do, it's generally – you know, it depends on how big a system you put in, what kind of house you have. Clearly, it's expensive technology, so you want to first do the – basic things like weatherize and get an energy audit and seal your ducts up and things like that.
Are you able really to operate solely off of solar? I mean, even in, for example, today's a little cloudy. Can you store enough, in other words, in the cells?
Well, the neat thing about it is they have these grid-tied systems. That's what I have. And when you're not producing enough energy, you basically are buying it from a utility company. Generally, during the day, you produce enough energy, particularly spring, fall, and winter.
So it's kind of a hybrid deal. You can actually some electric.
And it's beneficial because it's passive. There's no maintenance, and there's no batteries. The other way is to go with batteries, and that's a different technology, but very good, but just a little bit more independent, a little bit more money.
And the batteries are constantly being...
You need to maintain them. And people in rural areas tend to go that way a little bit more. Mm. Very exciting, but I've elected to do a grid tie, which is totally passive. When you're producing more energy, you're selling it back to the utility company. When you need more, you're buying it back. Usually at night, off-peak hours when you're buying it back. It makes a lot of sense.
Mm, good
during
stuff.
The day when the sun's out. So,
Mary, we got about 1 minute, so tell me what you think the government should be doing more than it's doing today, if you think that.
Well, so what's happening with – I think I'm concerned about what's happening in the legislature. There's a bill in play to sort of unravel the energy efficiency standards that were established. They're very, very strong standards that were established by the Arizona Corporation Commission back when it was a little not quite as conservative as it is today. So, you know, it's looking at really if we get the political will in place, both for to really help generate the interest and the incentives for renewable energy companies, solar, and not make that such a volatile industry. The governor stood up a year or two ago and said that we're the solar capital of the world. You know, we need to make that happen.
Are
we
government buildings now on solar? Probably not.
No.
Well, some of them. They're moving that way.
Are they?
Yeah, they're moving that way because they're owner-operators, and it's cost-effective.
Well, actually, we'll get into that.
A lot of schools.
They're not necessarily owner-operators anymore.
Oh, that's
schools
true.
Are because they got the...
That's
change,
part of the problem. All right, well, we'll come back to that topic, and we're going to have Patrick O'Grady on the next segment with us from the Business Journal as well. We're talking about going green. This is Dennis Wolinchek and Jack Wolinchek, KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Bear down and tune in. Arizona Wildcat Sports, only on KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wolinchek & Partners have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wolinchek & Partners focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wolinchek & Partners today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
These days you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-758-5360. That's 1-800-758-5360.
Every day is a holiday in Healthy Habit Health Food Store, 6029 North 7th Street. Tune in to Healthy House Call discussing the latest breakthroughs of integrative medicine. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. and call with your questions, 602-266-1000. Discover world-class physicians, medical researchers, Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and testimonials from our patients and consumers of natural products. Call 602-266-1000.
Neil Bortz, mornings at 10 on KFNX.
Dennis Walachek here on Legalese, Wednesdays from 4 to 5. And we're leading into the Savage Show at 5 o'clock. And with us right now is Patrick O'Grady, a reporter for the Phoenix Business Journal, who, as I understand it, is going to be the featured presenter on local trends in the green economy tomorrow. That's Thursday, February 16th, from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Patrick, are you with us?
I am. How are you doing, Dennis?
I'm doing great. And you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being on. And we're going to give you a little plug for your presentation tomorrow, I guess, hopefully.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Who can attend this? So let's start with that.
It's open to anybody. The Green Chamber Phoenix chapter is putting it on. And basically what they've asked me to do is come in and kind of talk about what's going on in the green economy, and that includes everything from the solar industry to green building to any number of industries that have sprung up alongside those.
Well, we've been talking about that for the last hour, and we have about 10 minutes left. So why don't you tell us a little sneak preview, if you will, of what you're going to be talking about tomorrow and to whet our appetite for those of us that can't be there. I'll be on a plane tomorrow. So
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Basically what I'm going to talk about, primarily what I cover are those industries, and I think that the Phoenix market has seen a lot of benefit from them, but the economy's kind of changing the dynamics on green building, the solar industry. Green building, for example, is still pretty popular among commercial outlets, among home builders. The challenge for it has been that there hasn't been a lot of building going on to begin with. So I think what people are seeing right now is a lot of retrofitting of buildings more towards energy efficient standards. The ACC has mandated that utilities have got to drop their energy use by about 22% by 2020. So a lot of buildings are kind of looking at, how they can do that. And really a lot of businesses look at it from strictly a cost savings perspective. They're looking at, if I change out my light bulbs, I can save X number of dollars every month on my energy bill, and I can put that money to other uses. Most of them, that's kind of the first step, that what they call the low-hanging fruit of people trying to make energy efficiency a good business decision. And some go beyond that, to the changing out, insulation, changing out fixtures, changing out a whole bunch of stuff so that they can make a lot more, a lot more on their return on investment. And some do it just strictly out of the need to do it because they want to feel like they're being more environmentally friendly, more sustainable in business. You've still got a lot of that segment going on the green building side. You've got home builders that are starting to adopt green building techniques. One of our reporters here today just wrote about Shea Homes in one of their active adult segments is putting in a whole net zero home line. And for your listeners, net zero means basically that a home will produce as much energy as it will use. So it's really not drawing electricity out. It will during certain times just because, in Arizona gets hot in the summer, and the way we run air conditioning, you kind of going to have to use power when you're not generating it. But the net effect is that by the end of the year, you've really not used any energy, theoretically. A couple other home builders have decided to do that.
Yeah, I know. I have a client, Meritage Homes, that started, I think, this trend and is really well known for it.
Yep, they're the big one. They started probably about a year and a half ago. They were the first one on the market with a net zero home. And they've got, I think, 10 or 12 green subdivisions and the single-family subdivisions in Arizona alone. So
yeah,
they're really kind of pushing that.
And apparently it's a big thing where people are actually responding to it, as I understand it from them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's on the residential side. We were talking a little bit earlier also because our guests today are involved in this industry as well, I guess. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about the with Mary Wolf Francis here, really the commercial side. You know, her company does interior modular systems, so to speak, that are reusable.
Right.
And Kevin Edwards here, who's the head of Edwards Design Group in Scottsdale, is a designer, obviously. I guess that's the best way to describe you.
Sure, designer-builder.
Yeah, and so he was talking about this topic as well. So what's the next big thing on the horizon, I mean, that's coming up in this area?
Well, I think what you guys are talking about right now is that interior space. How can you make it more flexible, more usable, and still come up with something that's more sustainable? A lot of these businesses are going through the process of changing out their lights, doing all these kind of things that are the easiest things possible to be more environmentally friendly. And you get to a point where you start looking at it, and for the businesses that really get into it, they start saying, okay, well, what do we do next? You know, how can we make, you know, that sustainability effort, you know, really a mission? And I think that what you're seeing is that you're going to see a lot of movement in that space of retrofitting buildings, of trying to get that interior space a little more friendly. You know, we've got a lot of vacant space in Phoenix that we're going to have to eat up. So when you have tenant improvements, you're going to see a lot more people that are interested in that. I think that businesses have really caught on that their clients, whether it's other businesses or you know, consumers really want to see what you're doing to be more sustainable.
Do you think the public's ready for this right now, given our economy and so forth? Do you think that they're ready to deal with this issue?
You know, I think so. I've talked to a lot of people about it. You know, I've seen sustainability movies come up and die usually because of recessions. And this time what I've seen is that people are really interested in it because they've latched onto the idea that sustainability isn't as expensive as it used to be. There was always this idea that in order to be green, you had to pay a premium over it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of cases now where you don't have to pay that premium. It depends on how sustainable you want to be.
Well, I mean, isn't the real goal to make it actually more attractive for people economically? I mean, isn't that the big sell?
Yeah, and in a lot of cases they have. You know, a lot of cases they have made it, you know, in cost parity with what you would get if you weren't looking at sustainability. You know, and you've got a lot of the large corporations. Walmart's a prime example where they're wanting to do things more sustainable, and what they're doing is they're just pushing it right down their supply chain, saying, we require this out of you. So it's forcing all of their suppliers to become much more sustainable so that Walmart can meet its goals. And that has a real big change in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me turn to our other guests for just a minute here. Kevin Edwards from Edwards Design Group in Scottsdale. Are you seeing the reception among people now? I mean, people are responding
absolutely.
To this?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've seen it where in the past maybe it's been a transitional. It's really becoming institutionalized. I mean, it is really people acknowledge.
Even with older people like me? I mean,
I think
is this mostly younger people?
Well, I can't speak for you, Dennis. You might have to do that. I think you probably do that pretty good. But
I got some gray hair here.
But clearly it's part of our culture now, and I think that it's not just a trend. It's young people that are really picking up on it. As I was saying earlier in the show, it's got to do with population. It's got to do with optimizing our limited resources. We need to do this. And we as a people and a culture, I think, acknowledge that.
Are there more people in your particular field that are now getting into this design aspect
no
of it?
No question about it. In all of our fields.
It's a hot area.
It's a hot area. It certainly has its benefits. The recession, call it a recession, whatever, has definitely hurt the momentum that we were establishing. But I think with the young people picking up the torch and carrying it, that's the name of the game right there. That's what we need. And that's what's happening. We acknowledge the fact that it's got value.
What about you, Mary? We'll probably close the show with Patrick, but what do you see out there right now? Are people ready for this?
Absolutely, and I think they've latched onto it during the recession, and they're not letting go. And it's something that we trained people towards when we put the stimulus funds in play, as well as the state energy sector partnership grant in play, training people towards this new normal of, you know, sustainability and changing the conversation from I'm recycling paper and I'm not printing out my email to really backing up and looking at your work environment in terms of how it's sustainable from the very time that you occupy that building.
Yeah, I was going to ask all of you real quickly, we can start with you, Patrick O'Grady from the Business Journal. What's the single most thing as we are leaving the show here that people can do to make a difference in terms of this whole green effect?
I think that look for the things that they're comfortable with first. You know, there's an entry point for everybody in sustainability. And it's just finding what works for your business, what works for your bottom line. And there are plenty of programs through utilities and incentives that are out there that you can make use of to kind of make the journey a little bit smoother and make those payoffs a lot easier.
All right. Thank you, Patrick O'Grady from the Business Journal. Mary, what about you real quickly? What's the biggest thing that you can do to solve this whole problem?
Buy dirt.
Buy dirt. Okay, we got it. And what about you, Kevin? Buy Edwards Design Group.
I wasn't going to say that, but that's fine. You can plug me.
Yeah.
I think energy auditing in all, whether it's commercial or residential, look at the ways you can save the energy that you're otherwise throwing out the window. And there's lots of ways. I think that's a great starting point. And from there, and education. You need to educate yourself. You need to be informed.
And real quickly, companies that are out there selling people on converting homes and businesses to green, any thoughts on how people can check out these people?
Well, you know, utilities have some great programs. They have some websites that recommend, and they even provide an incentive money, that is, so that you can get an energy audit. And so I'd recommend that.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. We've been talking with Patrick O'Grady from the Business Journal, Kevin Edwards, co-owner of Edwards Design Group in Scottsdale, and Mary Wolf Francis from DIRT Environmental Solutions Modular System. So thank you guys for talking about this important topic, going green. Thank you, Jack, for being on the show. And we'll be back next week, Wednesday from 4 to 5. This is Dennis Wolinchek, KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. Stay tuned for news and Savage Show.
Before, addiction and depression kept me from living my life. Now, every step I take in recovery benefits everyone. There are many options that make the road to recovery more accessible. It begins with the first step. Join the Voices for Recovery. For information and treatment referral for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. When it comes to financial programs, there are plenty to choose from. So what makes our show different? We don't talk about products like the latest and greatest mutual funds, the can't-miss annuities, or the hottest stocks you should purchase. We're dedicated to educating you on important topics like tax reduction strategies, when to take your Social Security, estate planning, and finding a financial advisor and not a financial salesman. It's America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 2 here on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Talk.